For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. It was a night of unmistakable violence in Charleston, and we warn you, some of the audio is tough to hear. From gunfire outside an upscale restaurant downtown, where fortunately no one was hurt, to riders pushing an officer to the ground.
I'm beating the police.
The images played out live on local television and social media late Saturday, following the nationwide protests and outrage over the death of George Floyd.
I don't think anyone expected this in Charleston.
Ken Schneider is the owner of a downtown wine bar. He has seen the city keep its composure following the massacre of 9 black parishioners at Mother Emanuel and after the shooting death of Walter Scott. Saturday, the city saw, for the most part, peaceful protests during the day. Then night fell. Schneider says what happened next was chaos.
Over the course of the next 90 minutes, we had roaming gangs of anywhere from 8 to 12 people come in.
Schneider's son had just heard gunshots outside along King Street when he came face to face with an angry mob against the glass.
And that's when the first brick goes through that window. I dodge it, and they start breaking all the windows.
Terrified customers fled as looters trashed the bar, stole bottles of wine, and set the back of the business on fire. Schneider says repeated calls to police went unanswered.
They left us high and dry. They left us to fend and defend ourselves.
By Sunday morning, dozens of businesses recently reopened from the coronavirus were boarding up, either heavily damaged or shielding themselves from another night of potential violence.
Hands up! Don't shoot!
Pockets of protesters continued to march, keenly aware the night had marred their message, justice for George Floyd, the black Minnesota man killed while being restrained by a white police officer.
They're invoking on our constitutional rights.
It's only because of a monument.
Olivia McGowan was with a group at White Point Garden along the Battery when their protest was abruptly broken up.
Apparently, the permit that was permitted for them to stand peacefully in protest has expired.
People are mad. People are upset. You know, people want change.
Sully Sullivan says the protests had been peaceful and people have a right to express their outrage. He says it's time for white Americans to wake up.
It's not enough to be quietly non-racist. Now is the time to be vocally anti-racist.
The crowds, mostly young, white, black, men and women, carried signs and repeated George Floyd's name.
Say his name!
George Floyd!
Back on King Street, more young people, but in their hands,
dustpan
and
gloves,
some gloves and trash bags and some water.
They're eager to help clean up. And State Representative Nancy Mace is busy covering the windows of Hall's Chop House with plywood.
People should be angry over what happened in Minnesota. And protesting's okay, but rioting and destroying businesses is not.
Outside his bar, Ken Schneider is overwhelmed. He just reopened and says he now faces more than $100,000 in damage.
This morning, I was very emotional, a little so now, thinking of the generosity of all the people.
His protective mask can't hide the tears. He's grateful for a community that knows all too well how to come together. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. And for more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org.